Blog Talk Radio.
A pool table, don't you understand? Friend, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help you cultivate horse sense, and a cool head, and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to find an ironclad lead for yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? But just as I say, it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a balk line game, I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth the first big step on the road to the depths of degrade. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit. And listening to some big out-of-town Jasper, hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they set down right on a horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy setting on Dan Patch, make your blood boil, well, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in a table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum, with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for fool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say your young men will be frittering. Frittering away there, noontime, supper time, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions pulled or the screen door patched or the beach tank pounded. Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with the cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker, shirt-tail young ones, peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble. Folks right here in River City. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm going to be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They'll be trying out Bebo, trying out Cubeb, trying out TaylorMade like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with Sen-Sen one fine night. They leave the pool hall, heading for the dance of the armory. Libertine men and scarlet women and ragtime. Shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of the jungle, animal instinct, mass hysteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble.
Oh, they got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school.
Our children gonna have trouble.
Mothers of River City,
trouble.
Heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz bag? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell. And so's your old man. Well, if so, my friends, you got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with B, and that stands for fool.
That stands for fool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule.
Oh,
we got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15-numbered balls is the devil's tool.
Devil's
tool. Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble. Yes, we got big, big trouble.
With a T.
We
gotta rhyme it with P.
Right,
and that stands for pool.
What do you got for Broadway shows today? You got nothing. You got nothing. They rob from the 30s and the 40s to produce a Broadway show. There's no creativity. And when are you going to see another South Pacific? It's ridiculous. We've lost all our talent. We've become pushover people. It's a shame. It really is. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. And I got a phone call from Jimmy from Brooklyn, and he says that there are four Democrat senators who were involved in sicking the IRS on the Tea Party people. And I'll bet you they're all flag burners. I'll bet you. I don't have the names yet, but I got a feeling one of them is Chuck Schumer. And I know him to be a kidnapper of Cuban kids. He is an evil man. When the Democrats really want dirty work done, they trot out Chuck Schumer. They push him right to the front of the in the first phalanx, and then he strikes the knife into the heart of America, and then he falls back. And then you won't see him again until they need another dirty deed masterfully done. It is really a shame. Okay, so what we're going to talk about tonight. Breaking, Harry Reid behind the Nevada standoff corruption. Let's see what that one says. I think his son is also involved. This is from Daily Sanity. And yesterday we were greeted with excellent news. The Bureau of Land Management, BLM, decided to stop seizing Clive Bundy's cattle in Bunkerville, Nevada. Do you know he's the last rancher in that county? There used to be 50. And the railroad barons, which are now the global warming barons, drove all those ranches out of business. I hope they all come together and bring a class action lawsuit against the BLM. But the reason that the BLM was called off by the Communist Party was because Obama has his hands full. He has his hands full now that he's et tu, Brute'd Kathleen Sebelius. Yeah, he leaked that she was being fired. I tell you, if she's got any kind of gumption, she should blow the whistle on all these guys. She should not go quietly. She should name names, go into the witness protection program, so she doesn't get killed in a park somewhere. Yeah. Well, yesterday over 300 brave patriots showed up to the ranch of 1-15 in Nevada. Ranch off of 1-15 in Nevada. The protesters, and never forget, they had four snipers with guns trained, just waiting for the okay to take out these people that had only cameras. All right, all these people that are showing up, they have the right to bear arms. I'm sure they got plenty of arms, but they played it smart. They came, and their only protection was their bodies. Armed protesters stood up against the government thugs, and the federal government blinked. They didn't blink. They were called off. They would have executed. They would have executed their orders to the letter. Although one lawman said, you know, I am so ashamed of having to do this, but it's my job. But my grandfather must be turning over in his grave watching me betray my country. Yeah, he said something to that effect. Yeah, one of the communists will find the correct verbiage and challenge me. Yeah, but you know what? The truth hurts. News broke yesterday that while the whole crisis on paper was over a turtle, and then they found out that they were boarding the turtles because there's too many of them. Yeah, Planned Parenthood is out there, and they're killing the tortoises. Yeah, they have a little turtle clinic. There are other corporate interests at play looking to gain access to the region's water and mineral rights and other natural resources. And as usual, when an individual's rights are being trampled on for gain, the scandal goes all the way to the top, and Harry Reid is in the center of it. I hope they get him good, man. I hope they get him. I hope they put him in the same cell as, what's that guy's name that committed abortions on grown people? Kermit Gosnell. I hope Harry Reid, Eric Holder, they all have to share a cell with Kermit, not the frog, Gosnell, the titular head of the Party of Death, Parte de la Muerte. Yeah, the party with no God. Yes. They have no God. They voted them out at the last communist convention. The only post that they didn't have up was a picture of Joseph Stalin, and the Walter Duranty, the editor of the New York Times, who worked for Stalin. And then somebody is continuing at the Times in that great tradition. So the director of the Bureau of Land Management, this is it, man. This is it. I got to tell you, beware of headlines that say, they say, judge rules, and the BLM has decided. And they never tell you the names of the assassins. Neil Korns is a former Reed staffer, and he's the director of the BLM. Oh, how did he get that job? He worked his way diligently up to the top. He worked day and night. He was recognized for what? Oh, he's a friend of Harry Reid's. Oh. The allegation is that Harry Reid has been conspiring with the BLM for years to evict Bundy's trespass cattle, to open the door. Ready for this, my friends? This is how bad your country is on the auction block. To open the door for Chinese investment and development of a solar farm. Prior to this crisis, the BLM website explained that Clive Bundy's trespass cattle were directly impeding on development in the region. Non-governmental organizations have expressed concern that the regional mitigation strategy for the Dry Lake Solar Energy Zone utilizes Gold Butte as the location for off-site mitigation for impacts from solar development, and that those restoration activities are not durable with the presence of trespass cattle. Yeah, I'd like to know when they made the move and seized this land and who was behind the first move. The BLM has been trying to create a large solar farm in Nevada. And BLM technical note 444 shows that not only do Bundy's cattle graze on this land, but Bundy's property is also within the targeted area. Back in 2012, it was reported that Harry Reid's son, Rory, was the primary representative for ENN Energy Group, a Chinese company seeking to build a $5 billion solar plant in Nevada. Somebody's got to get this message to Bob Bickle on Fox, because Bickle is always defending the Democrats, but Bickle hates the Chinese communists. And he'll be real hard-pressed to defend this move against that rancher. So now we have a situation where Harry Reid's son and former staffer may have been coordinating to evict an American rancher in order to open the door to Chinese investment. We've been sold out a long time ago, and the EPA is one of our biggest enemies. And the BLM is right in there with the EPA. They have sent more American industry to China. And under the guise of global warming. But the Chinese, you can't make them an unglobal worm. Harry Reid has denied participating in the deal. However, multiple news organizations, including Reuters, have confirmed that Senator Harry Reid was influential in pushing for the deal. This is cronyism, plain and simple. To have the majority leader of the U.S. Senate conspiring with a foreign company to displace a hardworking American rancher is atrocious, and Harry Reid should register as an agent of a foreign country. Harry Reid must go to jail now. Must go to prison. Yeah, tell Congress to put an end to this nonsense. The American dream is under threat. The American dream is destroyed, man. It was destroyed a long time ago when the Democrats went into Miami and grabbed a Cuban kid for Fidel Castro on Holy Saturday. And the code word for the snatch was bingo, bingo, bingo. And why do you think they use that? Who uses the word bingo but Catholic churches? Bingo, 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 because they were prepared to go into a church and drag Elian Gonzalez out. That's where they believed he was being hid. And Janet Reno did Bill Clinton's dirty work. And the Kennedys were involved. They were building a love boat to go to Cuba. They were booking passage. And all of the Congress and the Senate all knew the deal was going down and during spring break. And there wasn't a judge that could be found to stop the kidnapping because everybody was hunkered down. It was like the angel of death was walking the streets. Yeah, and they all were hiding behind closed doors. We are working harder than ever to provide for our families, yet at every step of the way, government is too big, my friends. You've got to Javaro the government. You've got to shrink the head. The largest government that we should have right now today is 20% of what they're running, of the 100% that they're running with. We only need 20% of government employees. Get rid of all the agencies, all the bureaucrats, all the game players, and definitely do not allow any lobbyist to go and line the pockets of any politician to get votes, okay, to get legislation passed. Got to put an end to that. What are you here for? Well, I represent, you represent the American people? No, I represent A&H Company. Yeah, well, get on your horse and get out of town because we don't want you here and we don't need you here. And besides, the largest contribution you can make to any politician from this day forward is $1. So leave your dollar at the door. You could write your phone number on the bill. And that's it. Head out. Move them out. Yeah, rawhide them, baby. The federal government tries to slap us down and restrict our upward mobility. Our biggest enemy is the number one business in the United States. Number one business in the United States, big business, is the federal government. It has to be shrunk like a Javaro head. The allegations that Harry Reid is behind trying to put an American rancher out of business in order to line his pockets should infuriate you. It's time we did audits on everybody that works for the government. Could I recommend Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton to be the first audit? Yes. And never forget, you know, when you get to the top, it's all the same people. John Kerry's largest contributor to his war chest and campaign was Bain Capital. Bain Capital. Who's Bain Capital? Isn't that affiliated with Romney? And they were donating to John Kerry? Oh, how does that work? They pay both sides off, and this way you're with the winner? We don't need that. $1 champagne contribution, that's it. The TV debates should be free. Oh, boy, you'll see news networks changing sides real quick. Okay, let's jump to a tune. And you heard there's trouble in River City, right? And then, you know what kind of trouble they had in River City? They had a pool hall, and the kids were smoking. Now they're selling the kids marijuana and charging them 30% tax on the money. Unbelievable. On the profits. You got the government is the biggest mafia today. They're into gambling. They're into loan sharking to foreign countries. And loan sharking to all their special interest people. Grants, the only grant that should come out of the United States Treasury is a $20 bill to some guy that worked at least 3 hours. Yeah, we'll do a little Brazilian music.
Desonestidade, ei, coisa feia. seria certo de segunda a sexta. De pagodeiro no feriadão. Ei,
coisa feia.
Bota
pra correr.
Bota pra correr.
Bota pra correr essa desgraça. Cidade, rodeia, cidade. Ei, que coisa feia. Bota pra correr. Bota pra correr essa desgraça. Cidade, rodeia, cidade.
Eu tô duro, mas tô cheio de dignidade.
Trabalho o ano inteiro.
Tô cursado pela vida, não na faculdade.
Trabalho o ano inteiro.
Bota essa campada pra correr daqui. Eu só quero é dignidade, alegria e muito samba.
Looking at some of the ranches that stood with Bundy. You got a picture of them all standing in a wash with, you know, mostly sand and desert. You got to give these people credit. I hope the 50 ranches that were driven off by Harry Reid and his cattle rustlers get a chance to get their ranches back and compensation for everything they lost. So let's see, there's 61 comments. We'll read a couple of them. Let's see how long the truce lasts before the government tries another dirty trick. Oh, definitely. Definitely. That was my first thought, too. I wonder if Michelle Obama is still proud of her country today. Not after the coupons run out, man. As long as, stop with the impeachment stuff, it does absolutely nothing. And if you were alive in the 90s, you should know why. Bill Clinton wasn't impeached, yet was allowed to finish his term, and now he still has had no consequences from it. You're right. That is very true. But you know what? Those were different times, and the Republicans had no Liberty Bells, and they were afraid of Bill Clinton. Now, the Republicans are split, and the Tea Party is the only one with Liberty Bells. And the RINOs are going to do whatever the Democrats tell them to do. And you can see it, you know, the Democrats put up a black candidate, and the RINOs put up a Colin Powell. The Democrats put up a Latino candidate, and the RINOs put up Colin Powell. Yeah, the Democrats put up a gay candidate, and the RINOs put up Colin Powell. Give me a break, man. Give me a break. If anything like that was to happen, there would be millions of American people that would be outraged, and a war with the government will begin. The march to D.C. will begin. Military will not intervene, as they are sworn to protect American citizens and not the government. They sworn to protect the Constitution. I wish I could say that both of you and Harvey are right, but I cannot. Somebody commented on his comment. We'll pass on it. Yeah. Believe it or not, there are a lot of ex-military people out there, too. Most gun owners, registered and legal, are responsible and not irresponsible, as the government and their propaganda machine has made them out to be. I agree with you 100%, brother. Just wanted to add a little to that. Very true. Very true. It has been rumored that one of the reasons for the federal backdown at the Bundy Ranch is that the White House is already nervous about the OAS on May the 16th. That's the Organization of American States, I think. And something like this, were it to go badly, would only infuriate millions more of Americans into participating in the event. Looks like we the people are starting to worry the usurper and his thugocracy in D.C. And the next guy says amen. And Roke Dog says, I will go as far as to say that we may need our tax money to be paid by all working Americans cause of budget. And I am all for forgiving the million-dollar bill they put on this hard-working American, who they then go and try and take away his rights that ranchers have enjoyed almost as long as the start of this great nation. All of a sudden, Harry Weed, he calls him. You know what? I got to say one thing about Nevada. Speaking of weed, George Soros, I tried to buy the state of Nevada's vote for a legalized weed, and they voted him down. But he got Colorado instead. And Colorado is going to be the birthplace of weed tyranny. Yeah, all of a sudden, Harry Weed has to get personally involved in something he knows nothing about, Americans. And we end up with a search and seizure over what has always been the case. Leave the ranches alone, libs. They are hardworking providers to Americans' way of life. Forgive the million-dollar bill you place on what you have no clue about. Very true. That guy shouldn't have to spend a penny. He's grandfathered on that property. And I'd like to know when the government acquired it and under whose leadership. Because they didn't, it wasn't grandfathered to them, that's for sure. It's about time the feds get the message we've had enough. You guys out there, keep an eye on this family for reprisals. We know these fascists never give up. They just change their tactics and attack again and again. Very true. Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win. And they have a 50-year plan, and we have a 5-minute plan. But we the people are the militia and vice versa. Yeah, don't let, there's a judge I seen, Judge Stevens, who said that that was only for militias. We are the militia. Every city, every state, every county, every village has to be able to protect themselves. That's why we're called the United States, because we can all come together to defeat tyranny. And everybody needs a gun. As a matter of fact, we should be allowed to have weapons equal to a potential enemy. So I'm ordering my tank tonight. Yeah, I got a two-car garage. Yeah, I'm a Missouri guy who was contemplating the possibility of going there. I could just see another Waco and Ruby Ridge happening and have thought for many years, we the people cannot let it happen again. And it's going to be up to we the people. It's not going to be up to legislation. What are you kidding? They can't even pass a health care bill, these people. They couldn't even create a decent health care bill. On the flip side, I keep thinking if shooting starts, who will do it first? If it did happen, what would be a massive uprising? There would be a massive uprising, nothing like any of us has ever seen. Never in my lifetime have I seen the people beat the government at their own game, nor have I ever heard the rumblings of armed revolt either. I do concur with other posts that in this Bundy thing, it is not over. Better know, good people, prepare with food storage, money, and personal protection, for we may see anarchy in this land. And we will need to band together for our overall protection. Charles is on the ball. Charles sees the handwriting on the wall. I must say, before we go to gunpowder, we should go to tax withdrawal. Everybody should stop paying their taxes. Before we shed blood, we should cut off their income. I surely wish the gang will come to Hernando County, Florida, Brooksville, Florida, Get Our Sheriff Out. That's also with the corruption that's going around, stealing everyone's animals and children. When do we get help? Breaking into our homes at 3:30 a.m., no search warrant. This guy's got a handle. Looking through Wolf's Eyes, Shawnee. Let's see, he said, no search warrant, like a burglar in the night. Make them give me back all the times they stole my healthy animals. Rebuild my home they set fire to. Make them buy me all new vehicles they burned to the ground. Two RVs, all just to get my lane. FDLE here sits there on their ass. Feds don't do crap to help. The Internal Affairs, Igor's complains, windows shot out. We were shot at and my children, cause they want my land, trying to scare us out, destroy everything we have. Bundy, give me a call or anyone else. I'm a single lady. Get the bums out of there, out of this way next. Get rid of our sheriff. And she gave her phone number. Shawnee Nikki. God bless you, Shawnee Nikki, and may God protect you. Yeah, it's really sad. And I'll tell you, the bracelets are for gun owners. That's the last straw. Holder has to go. When he wants to put bracelets on law-abiding citizens, it's really, oh, man. It's really sad. I just saw a headline. Saudi Arabia, they sewed the mouth of a girl shut because she said Jesus is Lord. These people are 7th century barbarians. It's time to drill our own oil. It's time to be 100% oil independent and exporting and drive the price down. It's time to rebuild our economy first. It's time to stop giving, buying friends and giving gifts to our enemies. Barbaric, oh, they sewed her eyes shut too. So the mouth and eye, one eye, of a girl who professed Jesus as her Savior. And they're showing a picture of Saudi Arabia with the capital, Riyadh. That is sad, man. The Christians are being persecuted. And they're going to get no sympathy from this country. No. It is bad. It's sad. And if Israel falls, they'll get no sympathy from this country either. The only ones that stand for Israel are the evangelists. The evangelicals. They're the only ones that stand up for Israel. Everybody else will sing Gumbaya. It is really sad, absolutely really sad. There's talk tonight that this week, that remember when the Muslims wanted to build a mosque, they bought property and they wanted to build a mosque across from the World Trade Center and it raised holy hell? Well, they're knocking that building down and the word is they're going to build a mosque. And there was an article about a week ago about the Catholic Church sold property to a Muslim group. They sold a church to a Muslim group, and the Muslim group is going to build a mosque there. And everybody's upset about it. That is really sad. In my own borough, the Catholic Church was making a deal with Muslims to sell a church, a school. Sell a school, maybe a church, but I know it was a school. And the locals raised such a stink that the church had to back off. So, what can I say? And Jimmy from Brooklyn tells me that there's a lot of Tatars in the Ukraine. And they have told Putin, we are Muslims. We do not turn the other cheek. If you hurt us, we will definitely hurt you. So, betrayed Chick-fil-A CEO. Let's see what this is about. It's going to be about betrayed. Chick-fil-A CEO calls response to LGBT activists a mistake. Wow, is nothing sacred anymore to think we just had a Chick-fil-A a day? Unreal. Check it out. He called his company's, the head of Chick-fil-A called his company's response to LGBT activist criticism about the restaurant's financial support for groups that don't support same-sex marriage and his decision to voice his own opinions about the issue a mistake, but added that his personal stance on it has not drifted. So let's see what the comments are. A man wanting to place his sexual organ where another man evacuates his bowels is not an alternative lifestyle. It's a mental disorder. Now, there's a guy, there's a guy that puts it very bluntly. Dan Cathy chicken out on his previous viewpoint position on the same-sex marriage, a.k.a. homosexual marriage, which the homosexuals are calling the gay marriage. He sold out all those people who came on August 1st, 2012 for the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day to defend his, Cathy's, rights to speak freely about his Christian belief on the subject of traditional marriage. He sold out. He was intimidated. He bowed to pressure. Who wouldn't bow to pressure? It's very hard. You got to be strong. Like, what was the gospel today? I will harden my face like flint, and my enemies can pluck my beard. But I will never abandon my God and his teachings. Yes. Very hard. Look at the 12 apostles, right? They all scattered when Jesus was arrested. It is very hard to stand with Jesus. I guess he wants 3% from homo. He's been in the chicken business too long, and he turned into one. Yeah, it's really sad when they get somebody to crumble after the guy put up a brave front. But you know what? You got to use, being that we're in Holy Week, you got to use the Passover rule of thumb, the Last Supper rule of thumb. 1 out of 12 will double cross you. Yes, Jesus knew who was going to do it. We don't know who's going to do it to us, but we got an idea. It's the Democrats, or the Communist Party, as they are now known. Don't be afraid. When people start edging you off with words like liberal, progressive, you know, left-wing, it's all communist, man. Just say communist. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Say communist. And when they call you a McCarthyite, you call them a Rosenberg. Yeah, you call them Ethel and Julius. Yeah, see how they like it. You want to play games? Yeah, you want to play word games? Call them communists. That's the best way. They shudder. Then they'll call you a McCarthyite, and you bless yourself, and you ask for Blessed Joseph McCarthy's prayers. Yes. Unbelievable. Eric Von Funny Pants. Okay. All right, so that's the story there. Chick-fil-A chickened out. And everybody who stood with him, now they're going to be eating pizza. Male chauvinist pig pizza. It is really sad. America's being brainwashed every hour, every minute of the day. You have no idea. I went to a jazz concert the other night, and it promoted homosexuality, and the race card was played all night long. And all I went for was the music. You can't get the music without a propaganda story. Very sad. That's why I went Latino, because I don't understand what they're saying. So I stick to Latino music. and therefore I'm not the disturbed. I don't want to hear a guy called the boss, Bruce Springsteen from New Jersey, get up and sing a song about the white man went to Vietnam to kill the yellow man and calls it Born in the USA. That's not Born in the USA, buddy. No. That's brainwashed in the USA. You mean there was no, were they all white in South Vietnam? We killed the yellow man for all the white men in South Vietnam? Did we do it for the French? Hardly. We don't do things for the French. We don't like the French. Okay, so let's see if we're going to give you the best Brazilian tune.
Como um bom bocado pra te devorar, como um brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar,
pra te comemorar, pra te comemorar.
Dança o meio-dinho pra te conquistar. O violeiro toca e se toca, de olho no chifre da morena. Aqui zoeira, que festa de arromba. Põe essa galera pra samba, é debaixo da saia.
Sound. Brazil sends some nice music. Bossa Nova was really sweet. When it first came on the scene, it was great. Okay, we've got another Bundy Ranch, a standoff. Is it a warm-up? This is by Patriot Update. The rancher, federal agent standoff that has been threatening to boil over in Clark County, Nevada, this week has transformed almost overnight from a ludicrous overreach by a government bureaucracy hiding behind an endangered tortoise to the probable result of a multi-billion-dollar solar project traceable to none other than Majority Leader Dirty Harry Reid. As more BLM documents have come to light in connections to previous news reports made, a picture has emerged of efforts by Reid and his son, lawyer Rory Reid. Less lawyers in Washington, folks. Less millionaires in Washington. We got to send bookbinders. We got to send farmers. We got to send ranchers. We got to send fishermen. We got to send clerks. We got to send tailors to land a $5 billion Chinese solar power project that will build in Lachlan, Nevada, and in Clark County, where the county commission sold public land for cents on the dollar. This has got to be called RICO, and everything's got to come back, and everybody's got to get their money back. Sold public land for cents on the dollar to ENN Energy Group. And that's why you can't drill for oil in this country, because it doesn't belong to you. The land belongs to the government, and they know how to pocket the money. And the way they do it is they open up accounts in Chinese banks. Rory Reid used to be the chairman of the Clark County Commission, and Senator Reid's former advisor is now chief of the Bureau of Land Management, which this week was confiscating rancher Cliven Bundy's cattle over alleged grazing fees on land his family had worked for more than a century. The thin excuse of protecting the desert tortoise, which has clearly survived just fine in the presence of ranching, is easily dismissed because the BLM was killing tortoises by the hundreds just last year, it said, due to lack of funding. Given BLM efforts over the years to discourage other ranchers who used to live in the area, it appears that Cliven Bundy and his family stand in the way of what the BLM calls the Dry Lake Solar Energy Zone, a stretch of BLM-controlled acres. When did they get control? How did they get control? Who got paid off? Where energy developers could build but would pay into the government fund to mitigate the Gold Butte and other areas under BLM jurisdiction. When did they take control? Under whose direction? What was the plan? How did they get away with it? But some people have expressed concern that the standoff in Clark County is about still more, that Bundy may be the first test case for an overreaching, increasingly unconstitutional administration that many believe have been prepping for civil war. Why did the Social Security Agency order 1 million rounds of hollow point bullets? What is the Social Security Agency doing with 1 million rounds of hollow point bullets? What is it? They're going to start taking out everybody that applies? Is the Bundy Ranch situation the first test of military against citizens? Big government is dangerous, tweeted singer Charlie Daniels. You could shrink it like a Javaro head tomorrow. Remember, there was 2 weeks the government wasn't working? Did you feel the difference? Did you miss them? No. So what did the president do? He punished little kids that wanted to visit the White House. He punished the vets who were going to open-air parks to see monuments to their fallen buddies. That's who he punished. The ranch was surrounded this week by at least 200 armed federal agents, with more being brought in from out of state. They came with trucks, helicopters, and a variety of weapons. When I read the reports from the comments from the people, one guy is going to mention that there is a no-fly zone over this guy's ranch, but they're sending drones over there to take pictures of all the people that are participating in the demonstrations. After a confrontation Wednesday turned briefly violent, the feds have stepped up their measures to contain the Bundy family and their supporters by creating, here's the no-fly zone, to keep news choppers away and cutting off cell tower service to prevent communication by anything but radio. So it's a siege. Daniels is not alone in his concern that the federal government's actions in Clark County are just a preview of what may come from a government that has armed a bewildering array of agencies under the umbrella of Homeland Security. Here's the story. They armed agencies that don't need bullets. Even local enforcement agencies have received caches of new weapons and even armored vehicles. Somebody that's a New York City cop said that one of the last showdowns in New York, he said it's the first time he ever saw military vehicles as part of the police department. He says they even had cages on the vehicles to stop hand grenades from getting to the vehicles. He says we're under siege right now. Through the federal government largesse under the communist Obama administration. Whether there's a larger plan at work in Nevada or not, the federal government is trying to get away with violating the Constitution by taking Bundy's property without compensation. And it seems prepared to do violence to us every time there is an eminent domain case anywhere in the country. Everybody's got to stand up and fill the courtroom and shout down the judge, the jury, and the lawyers, and tell them it's all unconstitutional, and to knock it off. If they get away with it, then Clark County will be a precedent for the slow creep of Stalinism that is bit by bit stealing all of our liberties. Yeah, they've taken away the ones you don't care about. Now they're working on the ones that mean something to you. And here's a girl named Carol Dawn. She says, you don't really believe this is over, do you? And this guy says, don't forget that this is sovereignty of one. Don't forget there is a no-fly zone over the Bundy Ranch and surrounding area. Now, why do you think they want that? A good reason is government drones taking pictures of the people and equipment there for future actions. Folks, this isn't over yet. The government just backed off and is using this tactic to gather information on who is the resistance. You can bet by the time this is all done, those that showed up to support the Fundy family will be tracked back to their homes and hometowns to be, shall we say, handled by their local authorities. Am I saying to stop the support? No, I'm saying that it isn't over, and you better be prepared for anything. If all of the progressive SOBs are not voted out in November, we may face civil war. Come on, people, stop voting for the enemy. Save America. It is my belief the government are pre-positioning assets like heavy equipment and arms within police agencies to have things in place. Think of it this way. If they allow police agencies to take in equipment under the pretext that it's basically given to the jurisdictions under the premise that it will help advance their agencies and its safety, they are positioning assets without doing it themselves. Think of the fear that would be felt if the government started bringing in assets and used fenced and guarded warehousing to store and maintain them. This way, the people need not know what is going on. Those in government are being screwed about placing assets by allowing you to believe that they are giving this equipment to law enforcement agencies and law enforcement is falling for it. I bet without much documentation to the deal, or it has been made worthless by some particular wording. Law enforcement is being set up by these kingpins, and it will come to light. Hitler did not trust the local authority of law enforcement to do what he wanted done, and I feel neither will this administration. But law enforcement will be used to start their exercises before the big push comes to light and martial law comes to be. Excuse my misspelled words. I didn't see one of them because I read matter. I don't read dictionary. And I type in caps because I'm a captain. And I definitely am shouting. Apparently about 1,000 people, and I don't care if it's rude. apparently about 1,000 people showed up in a couple of days at the Bundy Ranch, and it was talk that militias were coming. Sounds more like Lexington and Concord and Paul Revere calling the black tanks are coming. I don't think the government was expecting the response. They're looking forward to it. They're looking forward to it. It's all part of the big setup. Remember, when the communists lose, they win, and when they win, they win. Okay, I have to say it. You go to D.C., you're not allowed any weapons. You wave flags, hold signs, scream and yell in the hopes that someone will listen. Truly, this is no different than when people marched on D.C. a few years back with the Tea Party. Absolutely nothing was accomplished, was it? And you expect a different outcome? Why? They, the government, has all the weaponry anyone could ever imagine. If they choose to use it, you are defenseless sitting ducks. Now, how do you plan on taking back your country with just being there? You are more than welcome to try and convince me what difference it will make. I pray for all of you, but think it will not make one iota bit of difference. God bless to all. Then, you know what? It's going to be a struggle. But I got to tell you, the best way to do it is dry up the money. Dry up the money. If Caesar can't pay his troops, the troops will revolt. Dry up the money. Do not spill blood. Dry up the money. What are they going to do? Take you home? They're planning to take it anyway. Yeah. Who wants to be first? Nobody. But before you spill blood, dry up the money. We all have to become Jesse James and Robin of Locksley. Of course, we must never, ever trust the current government to constitutionally do right by the people. It remains to be seen, but what they have really up their crooked sleeve as regards the Bundy Ranch and surrounding. Good luck, Nevada. Poor Nevada. Yeah. So, you can see the vote is we don't trust the government, and definitely we don't trust this president. Some guy says the only good thing about the Reed dirtbag is that he has 9 toes in a pine box. If Harry Reid is able to get that family off the land, he will have the law changed immediately and have those turtles moved as well. They have always moved most of them. They have already moved most of them. Harry Reid is the real culprit. Obama is his puppet. He has to sign the laws that Reid gives him to sign. Yeah, it's really sad. It's really sad. Okay, my fellow Americans. Let's see how much time we got left. I think I'm out of time. But you can see this little thing, one little rancher, is a headline about the Pope went off script. They're dying to get this Pope, man. You know, they want a Sarah Palin him. It is really sad how the communists hate Christ. Yeah. Just think about it. We're gonna celebrate the death of Jesus Christ 2,000 years, and the same people that convicted him then are convicting him today. Yep. The Antichrist people. Okay, let me see if I can find the tune and see how much time we got left. 2,000 years and they still curse his name. And, of course, it was the fault of the Crusades. Those Christians, yeah, it all started out as a little pilgrimage. And people called Muslims decided that they were going to rape and rob everybody that went to Jerusalem that wasn't Muslim. That's where the word crusade got started. It is unbelievable. But the Crusaders were the bad guys and the Muslims were good. Yeah. And armies have to get paid. Just remember that. I got 3 seconds left. You want a male, a chauvinist tune on the way out?
Step right up, folks. and see Lilisha do a famous dance of the pyramid. Now she walks, she talks, she crawls on her belly like a reptile. Just one thin dime, one-tenth of a dollar. Step right up, folks.
I went and bought myself a ticket. I sat down in the very first row. They pulled the curtain up, and when they turned the spotlight way down, a little Egypt came out strutting, wearing nothing but a button and a bow, singing,
the audience, and then she turned around. She had a picture of a cow.